Hi everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Product Marketing Insider podcast. My name is Lawrence Chapman and I'm a senior copywriter here at the Product Marketing Alliance. Are you wondering how to align the product marketing function at your organization? Do your internal teams have little or no understanding of what product marketing is and the benefits you bring to the fore? Are you sick of being misunderstood? Well, Product Marketing's brand new book, Misunderstood, features first-hand knowledge, techniques, and case studies to help you demystify product marketing, elevate the function, and gain the recognition you and your fellow product marketers deserve. Learn how to effectively communicate the value you bring to key processes such as positioning, personas, segmentation, and OKRs, and gain its supplementary intel from the likes of G2, Intercom, and Adobe. Misunderstood's packed with key takeaways that will propel the value of your role and the overall importance of the product marketing function, and it isn't to be missed. Get your copy at pmmalliance.co/misunderstood. Today, I'm thrilled to be joined by Kirsten Jepson, Director of Product Marketing at TELUS International. Digital transformation is more than a catchy phrase to Kirsten, and she lives it every day in her current role. She's currently leading a high-performing global team of domain experts that covers product marketing for a full suite of digital customer experience products, services, and solutions. These include artificial intelligence solutions like RPA and conversational bots, proprietary solutions like Intelligent Insights to power digital co-workers, trust and safety and content moderation, CSaaS, cloud, and emerging AI data annotation solutions. Previously, she's covered credit card platforms and other fintech solutions. Thanks so much for joining me, Kirsten.
Hi, thanks. Great to be here.
And so just to start, can you give us an insight into your current role at TELUS International, please?
Sure. So I joined TELUS International about 5 years ago to build the product marketing practice. So over the course of the past 5 years, I've worked across our sales team, our marketing team, and of course our product team to create a practice that allows us to improve our messaging and all the great things that product marketers do for an organization. And it's been a fantastic experience. And I think, you know, it's really lended product marketing here at TI has really proven its value in that, you know, we've had a successful IPO. We've been able to improve the way that we're viewed by analysts. We've gotten lots and lots of awards from that perspective. So I think it's a great example of how product marketing improves an organization's go-to-market.
Fantastic. And what is it that made you want to become a product marketer in the first place?
Yeah, so I've had a really interesting background in that I actually started in product development. Moved into product management and then ended up in product marketing. It's not necessarily an uncommon path, but the way that I knew that I wanted to move into product marketing was that as I was working my way through product management, I realized that I was leaning really hard into the business side of product management, the marketing side, the sales side of product management. So I knew that that was the direction I wanted to go. Product marketing itself was relatively new at the time as a profession and as a practice, but for all practical purposes, that's what I've been doing for the past 10 years. And it's because of that leaning into those areas that I knew I wanted to stay the course and focus on the product marketing aspects of product development and product management, I guess, as it's come to be.
Now that sounds great. And you kind of alluded to how you got into product marketing, but what did your first job within the product marketing industry look like?
It was really I would call my job at the job right before this one, the first one that was really product marketing. It was focused on looking at the why of the organization, looking at the industry perspectives, looking at the reasons that we were different than other organizations that provided like services. So in that regard, I was really using product marketing expertise and product marketing, even though it wasn't literally called a product marketing role. So that was what my first role looked like. Coming to TI, as I mentioned, was really where I had my first product marketing role with a title, product marketing. So that's how I got here. I think my path is a little bit different as well, because I didn't start in SaaS, which is where the product marketing practice has matured quite quickly. Rather, I started in B2B.
Yeah, and that's something that I've found has been quite almost like enthralling, really, like doing these podcasts, like just seeing how there's so many different paths into product marketing. There's not one fixed route. It's almost like the long and winding road into product marketing. It's fantastic. And what's your career path look like from your role as a product manager at Equifax in 97 to your current role at TELUS International?
So I have, as I mentioned, moved through those various roles. And I think what moving through those various roles has allowed me to do is see the perspective of other parts of the organization. So it wasn't as much about saying, oh, I want to be a product marketer when I get to where I want to go. It was more about developing the skill sets along the way that have made me a product marketing leader. And I gained those by being in product management and taking on and understanding the perspective of product and what it means to develop, launch, to successfully launch and to not successfully launch, and how to adjust accordingly. The same thing with marketing. You know, as I leaned into the marketing roles that I've had, or the marketing next to marketing, what I've really learned about marketing, in particular content marketing, was what got me to product marketing today. I think there's a real correlation between a lot of what's done in content marketing in particular. That's an area that's matured as well in marketing, but it's really gotten matured and popular, important through the product marketing practice.
Yeah, sure. Definitely a lot more emphasis being placed right on, you know, on the role of content across the whole, premise of not only product marketing, but across a variety of industries. So as a copywriter, it's great to see that that's being brought to the fore a little bit. So you've alluded to, what makes a successful successful launches launches aren't as successful. So one massive part of a product launch is interaction amongst different teams and like cross collaboration between teams. Which departments would you say that you've interact with the most in your current role at TELUS International? And what's your relationship with them like?
So because of the type of business we are in, I would say I've worked with marketing the longest and the most. And the reason for that is we started off as a company that was, a sixth the size of what we are today. So we were poised for rapid growth, and marketing needed to keep up with describing the various companies that we acquired along the way in a way that was simple and made sense, and yet still had all those important lead generation and growth drivers, revenue drivers that are needed. And we provide the baseline for what marketing is doing. So we kind of have a platform and a synergy with our marketing department. What I really enjoy about my relationship with marketing is it's very synergistic. We're not competitive, we're very collaborative. And I think that's an important thing for a product marketer to keep in mind. We're not trying to replace what they do, we're trying to be adjunct to what they do. And by sitting in this role, we give them the runway that they need to do what they do best. And they give us the latitude that we need to develop the best possible platform for them to use as possible. So in a simple example, when we create content that's about a product where somebody on my team is focused, what we do is we'll come up with the topic, maybe a paragraph on the topic. We'll partner with them. They will then put us in touch with whoever the expert is on creating that content, whether it's a case study. If it's a case study, then we might bring in somebody from the account management team, somebody from my team, somebody from marketing, potentially somebody who is a writer from outside the organization if we're bringing in outside writers to help us keep up with the pace. So we'll get on a call, we'll talk about it, we'll help create a framework that, by the way, we try to create a framework that's repeatable around case studies in this case. We make sure each of those areas are filled with the right information. And if it feels like the account manager doesn't know what to tell us, product marketing plays a big role in pulling that information out of the account manager. And marketing is there to help with that as well, but also to start framing up what will that look like on a page? How can that come through so that the audience will understand it? The other thing that marketing helps us with is consistency. So they help create a real consistency around the look and feel of a lot of the kind of standard content pieces that we create. So after we've collaborated on a piece, say, for example, like a case study, we in product marketing always take an opportunity to edit, as do they. The account manager gets an opportunity to edit. And together, we have created the best possible piece. No one could have done that on their own. So that's an example of how we do that type of collaboration in marketing. We do that across all of our content. Everything that you see produced that's out there that's around a topic that has a product marketer assigned to it. There are some pieces that are kind of more, let's say, cross-company, so they're not as specific. Sometimes marketing will do those on their own, but we always have that opportunity and that edit ability, and that's how we create the best possible outcomes together. So that's an example of marketing. So that's the area I work with probably the closest, more and more so working with the product managers as we evolve into a more digital organization. We're creating ways to work collaboratively with them and them with us. And then probably with sales, we work with them more to enable what they do. So we do a lot of the training. We work with the sales enablement team to provide the backdrop for the enablement, which they then work through the logistics and the invites and all that good stuff and the storage and whatnot of that content so that it can be retrieved for new employees. And when people need to dip their toes back into what exactly did you mean by XYZ? So those are some of the big ways that we work across.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. Just the way that different teams bring different qualities and facets, because obviously, sales, they're great at one thing, but they can't do other things. Content, you know, they're great at, you know, popping together, you know, I don't know, a blog article, but, you know, you've got shortcomings in another place, you know, for the product marketing team, you know, you do so many things in one area, but, you know, they're going to have elements that they need to lean on other teams. So it's really interesting to hear how, you know, different parts are all brought to the fore to try and, you know, fulfill common objectives or shared objectives. And as is the case with the term like product marketing itself, there are so many different definitions of digital transformation, which of course is an area of expertise for yourself. How would you personally define the function?
So digital transformation has become, you know, super important across every part of almost every organization. Customers, prospects, they're more self-serve than they ever have been before. And that's all enabled by digitization, by digital, in digital means. We know that our buyers do more research upfront. This is a trend that's just getting more and more prevalent, but our buyers do more and more research prior to talking to somebody in sales than ever before. Digitization and digital transformation is what helps us make that information available to them, the platforms that are available, the ways of getting in front of those buyers by using data and using analytics to figure out where to focus. That's really all part of digital transformation in the product marketing profession. So stepping back and considering those impacts is something that's relatively new to what we do today.
And how can digital transformation be integrated into a product marketing strategy to optimize the customer journey and therefore improve conversion rates?
I would say the number one way is through the use of tools. So there are a lot of emerging companies that are out there that have tools and ways of assessing the best way to accomplish a particular way of interacting with a prospect. So whether it's a tool that allows you to video an introduction or a demo and then ship that across to somebody via email, they can then track that through the tool. We then get results from that. We can see who within a company has engaged within the organization. We can see how long they engaged. We can see if they didn't engage at all. And all of this sounds quite simple, but I don't think we're fully quite simple in some regards because these platforms have been emerging for a while. But I think companies, product marketers need to step back and think about, are we using these tools in the best possible ways? Are we using these tools to engage with clients as they're meant to do? And in addition to that, are we really assessing the full suite of what's available? I know it feels like for me, every time I sort of turn around, there's a new tool available. So keeping on top of those has gotten quite challenging. So stepping back and making sure that we're using those tools is super important today. We're not where we're going to get to yet, but we're getting to a place where we've got more options and need to assess those.
And similarly, like, what role can digital transformation have on refining digital channels such as company websites, social media channels, and as you say, like tools such as automation tools, etc.
So data and analytics, we have to be on top of that, unlike ever before. The stacking together of these tools and the way that we look at how we're interacting with our personas That can only be achieved by looking at this data, understanding the data. And when I talk about the data, I'm talking about the data that includes website interaction, you know, the whole buyer journey interaction. So website interaction, email interaction, social interaction. Looking at those together as one piece of the buyer journey. And I think journey is almost a misnomer these days. It's sort of like the buyer explosion or buyer starburst, because it's no longer a path. It's an in and out, unlike it ever has been before, because of all these digital enablers that we've got available to us. It's definitely tricky. The data isn't always clear. So staying on top of it, key, and continuing to educate ourselves and learn about how to use that data to get the best possible outcomes is really, really on us. We're at the beginning of that journey.
And speaking of the beginning of the journey, what advice would you give to teams and companies who are in the early stages of shifting to digital and in almost like embracing new, more innovative methods?
Stay open-minded, talk to as many people as you have time for. There are a lot of newer companies that are coming up with, or emerging companies that are coming up with ways to use tools that we haven't even thought of. So being open-minded and, you know, again, just learning, learning about what's new and what's available. I mean, what else can I say about it? It's just the learning curve, so to speak. We're at the beginning point of that. So open-minded, get as much budget as you can.
Money, money, money.
Money, money, money. Spend wisely.
Yeah, absolutely. And at the opposite end of the spectrum, so what would be your golden nugget for the teams who are developing product development disciplines to drive digital transformation within their business?
So product development organizations driving digital transformation. Think hard about partnering versus building. So I think that buy versus build decision is more important than ever. Especially as a quite a large B2B organization, we are always looking at partners. We're always looking at ways to improve what we do in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, sure. And going back again to what we were saying, whether you're a company starting out, you know, kind of dipping your toe into digital, or whether or not you're a company with, you know, a massive, you know, almost like embracing these kind of digital elements of your products that are out there, it all comes down to, you know, as you were saying, you know, you need the funds to do so. But how can product marketers secure buy-in from key stakeholders when laying the groundwork for their either a new transformation program or an existing transformation program?
I think it all starts with putting together a plan on how you intend to use the transformational technologies that you're asking for, and the investment around that, having valid reasons for that, almost building a business case for it is really, really critical. Even if it doesn't pass muster the first time, or it doesn't make the cut, it might the next year, because there's a realization that that's needed. I can't tell you how many things we've gone back and pulled back up because the timing is right. So just like with any decision, you know, BANT, right? Budget, gotta have budget, timing, et cetera. All of that is part of the decision. So building that case.
Okay. And what challenges and opportunities do you foresee for the world of AI in 2022? I know obviously we're somehow going into the third month already. But for the rest of the calendar year, what kind of challenges and opportunities do you anticipate?
For AI, I honestly think that people don't realize that they're using AI, and they are. So when you think about things like a Google search, that's all based on AI technology. I think realizing that there is AI in so many of the day-to-day things that we do, whether it's turning on Netflix and it comes up with suggestions, whether it's using your phone or Siri, or many of the things we take for granted are enabled by artificial intelligence. The other piece that I think is important to remember is that humans are the ones that are training the AI to work. So that human in the loop perspective is never going to go away. Humans will always be the drivers of how well AI works. And as we train AI to be better and better, just like your searches get better and better in Google, as you continue to use Google as a search tool, so will the rest of the AI that is part of our day-to-day, or the AI enablers that are part of our day-to-day lives. So as far as, you know, what next, people getting more comfortable with AI, they're using AI and they don't even know it. It's very kind of fundamental to what we do, and no need to fear.
I mean, embrace it.
Yeah.
Embrace it. Don't run away from it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Otherwise, you're running away from Netflix, Spotify, and, you know, so many different things. Kirsten, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. But before we wrap things up, I just wanted to ask if there are any new or aspiring product marketers who are listening to the episode, what would be your, obviously, your key piece of advice that you'd give them to get the most from their product marketing journey?
I really think learning how to collaborate, embracing collaboration, in improving, increasing, you know, emotional IQ, understanding that it is always going to be fundamental to this practice, because our role is at the center of so many areas. You know, to be a catalyst, we have to understand perspectives. So that's what I would always keep in mind with for aspiring leaders, is remember the importance of collaboration.
Fantastic. Kirsten, it's been absolutely amazing chatting with you. All the very best for the rest of 2022.
Thanks, Lawrence. It's been great.
For everyone still tuned in, thanks so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please help us spread the word to other product marketers. Before we leave you to get on with your day, if you want to get involved, here are a few ways you can. If you're a product marketer and you want to come on the show and speak about your day, a specific topic, or your role in general, that's one option. If you want to flex your podcast hosting skills, being a guest host is another. And finally, if you or your company want to sponsor an episode, there's a third. Thanks again, and have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are.